Hello, and welcome to What's Brewing, CISFA? What's Brewing, CISFA is a podcast produced for the California Community Colleges Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as the 2020-2021 CISFA president.
And I'm Dana Yarbrough, Dennis's fellow employee at Los Angeles Mission College.
What's Brewing, CISFA hopes to inform and entertain you 30 minutes at a time.
So, let's start the show. And welcome to another episode of What's Brewing, CISFA? Let's start this show with our first cup.
Now, Dana, did you pour anything super cool this morning?
Something cool.
I was going to say cool because of weather.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because it is burning up out here.
That's right.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, this morning is, the brand Pellegrino, right?
Yes. Yes.
So they have these like mineral waters.
Okay.
That are flavored, but there's no like sugar in it or anything.
No,
like
but that. I think they're the little skinny cans.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
I've had some of these.
So the one I'm drinking this morning is the tangerine and wild strawberry one.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. You've gone super, super fancy on us now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. I'm bougie this morning.
That's okay. Semi-bougie. You know.
Uh-huh. But our favorite is there's a blood orange one. That one is really, really good.
Oh, okay. I think I've had that one. And then I've had, it's a purplish can.
Yeah,
I can't remember what it is, but yes.
I think that one is it's a raspberry one.
Mm.
Yeah,
that might be. That might be.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's uh-huh. good. Yes, for everyone that's listening, if you are in the state of California or near the state of California, you know we've gone through a heat wave this past weekend, record temperatures across the way, and so stay cool, drink your ice brews if you want. But I know there was someone that I remember years ago was like, yeah, but if you drink hot liquids when it's hot, you know, it'll cool you down. I'm like, I don't think that makes any sense at all.
No, you should get a Pellegrino.
That's right. Not that we're advertising anyone. This
is an advertising
free show. Let's try to keep that in mind.
But if you're into sparkling water, it really is good.
Yes, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Just make sure it's nice and chilly.
And it's not, like I said, it's not sweet at all.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Dana, I've got good news. I'm working with a graphics friend. You know, for those who subscribe to or have found us out on the internet for our episodes, you can see our little logo in a circle of What's Brewing, CISFA. Now, it looks a little crudely drawn because it was crudely drawn by me. I bought a couple different apps on, the Apple Store for my iPad to try to put together a logo, but I have zero acumen when it comes to anything like that, so I never could get it to work. So it was such a waste of time. So I just hand drew it, knowing someday we'd make a new one. And I have a graphic design friend out of the LA area here who's helped us before on some printed projects for the office. I had him take a couple stabs at it. So, Dana, I think you're seeing some of those on screen, and we'll try to post the winner we figure out as soon as we can. So what are your thoughts on some of our graphics? We got this first one that's another circle. It looks like a bottle cap, though, so I'm a little, I'd have to think about that. That says, What's Brewing, CISFA, with a nice cup of coffee. And then number two looks kind of like a sign you'd see in a window of a coffee place a little bit.
Yeah, I like number two.
Yeah, it's got a cup of coffee with the steam lines coming off and What's Brewing in a little bit of an arc over CISFA.
And I like the state of California in the
middle.
In the cup.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. I mean, I tried to do that on the hand-drawn one, but it gets a little messy. And then we've got a What's Brewing CISFA in kind of like a hanging placard sign with, again, a coffee cup and some wiggly lines coming off of it. And he's got a little slightly colorized version there. And then we've got another one that's in a circle. I'm not sure what this is supposed to be. It looks like a frying pan almost in the middle, this kind of shape here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the coffee cup with the swirly coming off with some interesting, maybe it's like a woodcut thing. I don't know. So what are your thoughts? What do you think is our leading contender?
I say it's between 2 and 3.
Okay.
And I really like number 3, with the fill-in.
Oh, with the color?
This brownish fill-in.
Okay, well. We'll be working with Samuel this week. So what I'll do is I'll ask him to take a look at that and see if we can go forward. I see we have to add a comma in here because, remember, it's what's brewing, comma, Cisva.
Yes.
We'll have to make sure we have that in the sign. And we'll see if we can get a new logo out on our show sometime very soon.
That would be so awesome. Not to say that what we have is you know, bad or anything. It's cool, too.
No, but it was always meant to be temporary in my mind. Because okay. I knew at some point I would, I know Samuel, he's our graphic guy. I know at least a couple other guys in the art world that probably could have either done it or set us up with someone, in particular with the art professors, someone maybe from their class. But I at least wanted to get us going on the show and not make the logo, you know, the last thing that was holding us up. So,
and they're awesome, but I would have to say leaning towards the second and the third one. Yeah,
I like them too,
and I think they fit our vibe pretty well too.
A little bit laid back, friendly.
Yeah,
all that good stuff.
Absolutely, with a little edge.
With a little once in a while. Yes, exactly. And just the right amount of social distancing in these times.
Absolutely,
because in case people didn't know. Because, you know, the sound quality is so good here with professional equipment. Me and Dana are properly socially distancing. We are probably 15 and a half miles apart at this point.
Yes, we are.
And thanks to technology.
In our different studios.
In our different studios, we're able to put this show together for you. Talking about some interesting multimedia graphic stuff. You know, I've talked about this and it keeps getting delayed, but I do hope by the end of this week to have something on the CISA website. Is the project I thought of way back at the start of the year, and I think we've talked about it even before all this COVID stuff, a financial aid multimedia film festival kind of event, and to put it into the conference. But to get it launched, I wanted to do it over the summer, but, you know, things got away from us. Launch it now so that financial aid people out there can put forth effort now to create projects. So, that's still on my mind. You think we still got enough time? You think people between September and January would be able to get projects done? I mean, we're not talking super fancy stuff.
Absolutely. I think it's a good amount of time and, it will allow for our brothers and sisters out there to be creative. Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking because, initially it was, things like movie trailers for movies that don't exist.
Yes.
Because this is kind of, that's an easy one, I would think. You know, create a 30 or 60 second, maybe a 90 second extended version of a movie trailer that you'd see as a promotion, putting forth a movie about something financial aid related. Again, it could be funny or it could be dramatic. It could be real if you want to do so. A short film if somebody actually wanted to put together maybe 5 or 10 minute short film.
Okay. How about music videos?
Music videos? Yes. Yeah. In fact, I know we've seen those before. Not always from financial aid people, but I know there's this young artist, can't remember his name because I don't think he's big time, but he put out a video that kind of talked about going to college, getting financial aid was in there somewhere. Those are all ideas that could be thrown in there. Yeah, music videos. I was thinking maybe even comic books or something like that. If somebody wanted to put together either a short or a long form comic book.
Okay.
How's that sound? Now
that sounds awesome.
Now, is there no better word than comic book? So, graphic novel? No, is that something different?
Yeah, there's the difference. So, there's a difference between graphic novels and comic books. So, graphic novels they're longer.
Oh, okay. So they're just
And they're more. It's more narrative based.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. For graphic novels.
Okay. Well. Good to know. Well, if somebody really wanted to do one of those, they could too.
Yeah, but, I think that'd be cool. That'd be cool. I don't know if you remember, Dennis, a couple of years ago when we were advertising one of our financial aid awareness events. Uh-huh. And with our graphic designer on campus, and we came up with like the superhero theme.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I remember that. If for no other reason than whatever tape you use to hang the signs above our front counter windows is so strong that the signs still hang
there. They're still there. What, now, 4 years later?
At least 4 years later.
Yes. This point. But the signs are awesome because it's like Mission Man and Mission Woman.
That's right. Yeah.
Those are the superheroes.
What was the title? Like Be a Hero, Be a Superhero or something?
The Hero Within.
The Hero Within. Yeah, so we still have living proof, in a sense, of those. Even though we're not back on campus, those signs will be there until that building is torn down at this point.
Uh-huh. But do you specifically remember, though, our graphic designer, his name is Tyler. Remember he created like a short comic of the financial aid process with Mission Man? Do you remember that?
I can't remember that. Really?
If I remember, I'll reach out to him and see if he has any of the like the proofs.
Okay.
And then I'll forward them over to you. But yeah, he did. And it was in comic book format, fashion.
Okay.
Yeah. Like how to, I believe it was how to complete a FAFSA. Or it was how to complete a FAFSA.
Okay.
And it was a Mission Man explaining to the students how to do this process.
Oh, okay. That does sound a little familiar. You know, okay. I just can't remember the exact details at all. So, yeah, I think maybe the comic book idea, you know, again, it doesn't have to be super well drawn, but I think between software and other things these days, people could put together something financial aid related.
You can be so creative. And then like TikTok too, you know?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all it is you know, we'll have it where people this week, hopefully by the end of the week, will be able to fill out a form, something like an intent to create. They don't have to give us all the details, but just basically say that I or me and some of my staff from my office, or me and some of my student workers, or me and some of the people from another community college. So, you know, we definitely would not have a problem with two colleges working together. Plan to do something, because I really want to get an idea. And you know, I'm going to give them like 3 or 4 weeks. I want to give people time to at least think about it. And if they plan to intend to create something, to put forth that they will. I think mostly in my mind, it's a way to know that there's some interest out there. So that we're not waiting until... At this point, the deadline will be mid-January or something like that. We're not waiting till then to find out we have two people that entered. You know?
Yeah.
You know, just in case, you know, I understand with COVID, people might be having issues on trying to get together and make these things. But I want to make it as easy as possible for people to at least put forward. Yes, I have the intent to put something forward. And I, you know, the goal is still with this project is to have CISFA executive board members on the deciding panel. I think I can get us some, not quite A-list, but maybe some B-minus and C-list celebrities to do the judging for us. And then what the idea would be is at the conference, which could be in real life or virtual or something. We don't know yet exactly. I don't have the details. At that point, we'll announce the winners and the prizes and all that. So for in-person... At the conference, if those type of things open up, you know, we'll make sure that it's a real fun time at conference.
Okay. Now, Dennis, what kind of prizes are we talking about here?
I don't really know. Initially, I thought I would, if even needed, put up some cash prizes.
Especially like maybe the
they call it, the Palme d'Or, you know, the prize of the ball kind of thing that they do at the Con Festival. At least one major prize like that. For overall, and then, you know, depending upon if we had, like, best short film, best trailer, best sitcom, whatever, we'd have some categories. We definitely have some prizes in those, too. So cash prizes, maybe some trophies, something nice.
And then, of course, bragging rights.
Bragging rights for a full year, and then hopefully a way to have all these posted somewhere out on the CISFA website so people can get to it and look over these wonderful projects.
I like this. This is a cool idea.
Well, we'll roll more on this once I get that intent to create it, create form out there. It'll have all the rules, and we'll probably talk about it maybe over the next couple weeks of shows. Maybe we'll get some of the people we do interviews with to talk about their ideas, what they would like to see people do for projects, or if they've seen something creative. And it's all about something being financial aid related. Doesn't have to be specifically be about financial aid. Doesn't have to be, you know, real or documentarian. It can be dramatic. It can be funny. You know, we'll give them a lot of open ideas.
Well, I think this is a good idea. And I think people will be extremely creative.
I think, you know, so.
Especially now in our current situation.
Exactly. Know? Yeah, I think there will be people at home that have some time to think about this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come up with something.
Yeah.
Well, Dana, we're kind of at that end of our first segment here. So let's do a little short music interlude and we'll head into our second cup.
And welcome to our second cup segment on the What's Brewing CISFA show.
So pour a refill, get us through the last half of the show here, everybody. Maybe we'll do a little bit of news today to fill this middle part.
All right, Dennis. So first item of news, and this is good news.
Oh, finally.
Some really good news for you. It's that the U.S. Department of Education recently noted in the Thursday, September 4th Federal Register that verification items and acceptable documentation for the 2021-2022 award year will be unchanged from the 2020-21 award year. The one caveat to this is at this time is that changes to federal income tax return forms could change which lines we use for verification. Also, as of now, the flexibilities we have due to COVID-19 will not apply to the 2021-2022 award year, but this too could change.
Yeah, exactly. I think if the COVID related things continue through, we'll obviously be reassessing that, or the department will. So yeah, that's all good news. That's really good news.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, one of the things on top of that, onto our next news item, is for those who are NASFA members who are thinking if there's value in joining NASFA, and it's an institutional membership, so you don't have to pay out of your own pocket, is their Ask Regs section. In case, I don't know if you've ever used this because we're a member institution, but it's a real fantastic part of their website. What they've done is people who've posed questions over the years, NASFA staff, have researched the answers. So very technical things. For example, what are the reporting requirements for the Higher Education Emergency Relief Fund grants? You know, our CARES grant funds that we've given to students just this last spring and summer. You know, which payment periods does Ed's COVID-19 guidance apply to? Those kind of questions, they go in, they do the research, they have great answers to it. If there's no answer available, they'll tell you. Even if it's something on the professional judgment or special circumstance fronts, they have a lot of great information. So I know I've used it. Have you used it yet, Dana?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So you know how well-researched it is. And again, it covers
very thorough, many
different topics. So, you know, if you're not a NASFA member, or even if you are and you're using Ask Regs, don't forget NASFA.org, NASFAA.org.
So Dennis, there's an interesting webinar, or it sounds like an interesting webinar.
Okay.
For all of our fellow financial aid professionals. It's a webinar titled Getting Creative with Problem Solving.
Okay.
And it's offered by Citizens Bank, And this webinar, it'll be offered Tuesday, September 22nd. And of course, we'll include the link to the register in our show notes.
Okay. Yeah, I think this is another one of those that every month, CASFA, who again, we just talked to Anna Faye recently, CASFA puts out a monthly listing of free training for financial aid professionals. And so, yeah, this is an interesting one. This one sounds interesting to me, especially because in these times, in these troubling times, we have to be thinking of new ways of solve problems. You know, I mean,
absolutely.
You know, I mean, it kind of, especially, you know, in this whole work from home kind of world, I know I've, this is a topic I talk with friends and family about a lot. And because I, you know, I read the Wall Street Journal regularly, you know, once you start paying for that on a monthly basis, you got to make time for it because it costs money.
You better. I've seen the price on that situation.
Yes, yes. even as a financial aid administrator, I'm not getting any Dennis, price cuts
you
on
can,
that.
You can send one of your nieces to private school on
I
that
know, right? Subscription. But yeah, to talk about this whole work from home thing, and as far as, it was funny, I was just reading over the weekend, the CEO and one of the founders of Netflix, was talking about how this whole work from home thing is just a bunch of garbage when it comes to employee productivity. Not that we shouldn't have done it. He doesn't take any stance on that, but just how less efficient he feels his company and his employees have been because of this. And it's mainly because of the collaborative nature of his work and their approach. Apparently, Netflix, as he wrote about, I guess he wrote a book recently, is a little bit on the cutthroat kind of side of things for employees. You know, I forgot what the exact terminology was, but it was like, if you don't feel that you fit in with the company or whatever, it's not like shameful to be fired from Netflix.
Oh,
they pay really well and all, but sometimes if people just don't fit, and that, you know, they do have an expectation that it goes beyond a 40-hour type of week, you know. So it was an interesting read about how he feels he's lost his whole ability to collaborate. And I've read that also in a couple other articles for those industries in particular where, you know, again, you know, if I could walk next door to your cubicle and solve a problem in 10 minutes versus, you know, again, walking across campus, solving something in 15 minutes, now that we're working from home, how many extra emails will it take for us to solve a problem? You know,
yes.
And again, you might have a different work schedule than me one day. Someone will have a day off and you didn't know it. You just get to this point where it things drag out. And so I was, you know, I think some people certainly will continue to work from home regularly. Maybe we'll switch to, I think the Netflix guy said he doesn't see it being a permanent thing for everyone, but it might be a thing that a majority of people end up in, like 4 days at the office and one day virtual. And I can see that might be
that makes sense. Yeah,
part of a solution. But it'll be interesting to see, you know, after we get through all of this stuff, what really comes out the other side. Because our industry, in financial aid, it's a little hard to have us always working virtually on a regular ongoing basis. But I do see that maybe that 4 day to one type of thing, or some workers for some projects maybe, or some weeks of the year, we may just be better off having them work from home. But I guess we'll have to see.
Yeah,
we're just going to have to see. Well, Dana, I think we've kind of ran out of time for news today. So I think we'll take another short little musical interlude here and get ourselves right into our last sip segment.
Okay.
All right. And so we are back for our last sip segment. Get that last sip in there. This show is running really fast today. It must be the day after the holiday kind of thing going on here. I don't know how else to explain it. But, you know, just to fill in here a little bit. So, you know, we did our first interview last Friday. We had Anna Faye Robinson, a counterpart of ours at one of the other colleges in the LA Community College District. But also, a former CISFA regional rep. So she's been on the exec board, and I think she may have been a vice president at one point too of maybe either state, probably state or federal issues. And currently the queen of CASFA.
Man, Dennis, like literally this woman has done it all.
That's true, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's interesting too, you know. I mean, well, it's not unexpected, but again, she started as a student worker in a financial aid office. Uh-huh. And moved her way up. And I know when I first met Anna Faye when I moved to California back in about 99, she was already a director, I believe, at that point. Uh-huh. And again, we're about the same age. So she got ahead of the curve way in front of me on, you know, overachieving. But this is a woman who is very focused on work and family, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And again, giving back to the state associations.
Uh-huh.
You know, so
and I didn't get a chance to bring it up in the when we had her on the show, but I was her student worker when she was the director at Mission.
Oh, that's right. Uh-huh. Isn't that funny?
And so, I was I think when I got hired in her office, I was only maybe like 17 at the time.
Wow. Okay.
And I just remember thinking when my first impression of her was like, this lady's the coolest lady on the planet, like to work for, because she's so down to earth. Extremely, like we're saying, well-rounded, smart, funny. And I would literally walk past her office and she'd be like rocking out to something like,
yeah.
Yeah. So I loved it. I love working. Not to say, Dennis, I don't love working.
I get, I'm not taking this as an insult at all. Don't worry.
You know, you're 17 years old and a first impression like that, it has an impact on you. And she did. She had a large impact on me.
Well, that's good. And I think she did.
Yes. Uh-huh. And then, you know, being a woman, having a family, being in this position of authority, it did. It had an impact on me.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the whole goal, I think, of all of us, whether in CISFA as an association, having an impact on people joining, staying involved with the association, or rising to a director position, is to have the impact of, I'm not always trying to just keep all our student workers in the field, because obviously they all have a variety of interests. But absolutely, if they have interests, I want to make sure we expand upon that.
Yeah.
And just to make everyone be able to expand their skills. I mean, you know, you know, our student workers over, like, say, the last 5 years, we've had business majors, math majors,
veterinarians,
accounting, marketing, you name it. And again, sometimes actually we've reclaimed some of them as full-time financial aid people, one in our office, one at actually Pierce College where Anna Faye is. And again, finding, helping them find their way through, but also build their skill set. Presentations, communications, social media, you know, our platforms in the office, so many other opportunities. And I hope that that's, like you said, with Anna Faye, that's kind of my goal too. I want to make sure that we are offering up opportunities for our students to grow with us. And Dana, we are here at the end of the show. So I want to thank you for joining us today on What's Brewing CISFA, of course. And of course, thank our audience out there for tuning in.
And hey everyone, remember to check out the CISFA website at CISFA.org. That's CCCSFAAA.org. You will find our Twitter handle on our homepage, so please follow us on Twitter.
For this and all WBC podcasts, that's What's Brewing CISFA, find our feed through Google Podcasts at podcast.google.com and search for CISFA. For those using Apple devices, search for CISFA on the Apple Podcast app. And you can always find our episodes at wbccisfa.podbean.com. That's wbccsfaaa.podbean.com. That's pod and bean as one word.
What's Brewing CISFA is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of Dennis and myself.
And this has been episode number 18, recorded the morning of Tuesday, September 8th, 2020. Have a great day.
And have a great week.